That squeal tells you it's pure pork goodness. K-Pig, KPIG, Freedom, California, 107.5 FM.
Well, on the international front, watch this one. It could blow up. Ireland, Northern Ireland, is apparently at loggerheads. The government there, which is supposed to be a power-sharing agreement, has broken down to the point that Britain and the Republic of Ireland to the south are holding meetings right now on whether or not to use direct intervention to try and settle things out. Hasn't turned into shooting yet, but that is the tradition in the neighborhood. Meanwhile, overseas, while we're there, Iraq's new government has hung Chemical Ali, Saddam Hussein's government cousin, hatchet man for the regime, and the guy who was behind the use of chemical weapons during the Iran-Iraq war that killed 5,000 Kurds in raids on villages in the north, who actually had been supporting and fighting with the Iranians. So theoretically, they were participants or at least combatants of some nature. We would have sent them to Gitmo. The situation now, Chemical Ali, the last of the regime to go, hung yesterday in the prison, the same prison where his mentor, Saddam, met his end. Speaking of Iraq, the United States will appeal those dismissals of charges against the four Blackwater gunmen in the shooting of 17 Iraqi civilians in a traffic hassle in Baghdad. That appeal will be filed next week. The case had been thrown out by a judge who said that the Justice Department under George W. Bush was lax and incompetent in their prosecution of the case, and therefore it was tossed. Now the Justice Department under Obama will come back and look at that whole involved case. Venezuela has pulled Radio Caracas off of the government broadcasting and cable scene. This is because, under a new law, all broadcast operations are required to broadcast the speeches of the president, which are supposed to rally the people behind his cause. Radio Caracas has been not only a voice for the opposition, but the most popular radio because it carried a lot of broadcasting, because it carried a lot of things like MTV, etc. They're also the broadcast. They started off as radio. They're also the TV station. Now they're off the air. And it is because they refuse to carry the president's speeches, which is kind of a showdown that you don't need. Venezuela, we're trying to cook up some sort of a opposition revolution down there, but Chavez is hanging tough. The situation in Washington is getting a little weird. Yeah. I mean, over the years, Congress and the Senate have voted themselves retirement packages that are so good that when things get tough, as they just about are right now, a lot of people are deciding to stay out. Rumor has it that the senator from Arkansas, Blanche Lincoln, is on her way to decide not to run this time. She's behind in the polls. Five or six congressmen have now decided to opt out rather than run for re-election. Which, you know, you can understand that. I mean, who wants to spend a year raising money with both hands and spending it the same way in order to get a job that you've already gotten? You can get 80% of everything that it pays and benefits without having to go to work this year. Interesting prospect. And tomorrow's State of the Union address will feature something that is going to be historic. A three-year freeze on so-called discretionary spending in the next budget, which doesn't, of course, kick in till 11, so it gives them 10 months to put together programs that will be then held at their level that they were created, but not given any raises for 3 years. The prospect is that the president and his boys will get a chance to comb out a lot of those strange little projects that keep on getting funding year after year from Congress, who just can't seem to control themselves. Think mohair and the Tea Taster's office. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the radio on a Tuesday. Stay tuned.